You need to stop. It's taken me about 10 years to know that that's not about me. It's not about
me. The sighing.
Yeah, the sighing. Everything is a sigh.
No, I know.
It's not personal, Leah. It's not personal.
It's not personal.
It's a him problem, not I a just me sigh. Problem.
Do you know what? Keegan, my boyfriend, has identified the different sighs. So when I do it, he's like, oh, he might be like, what's the matter? Because he knows that's an annoyed sigh.
Or
then if there's one that's like, he's like, oh, that's a contented sigh. And I'm like, it was actually. Yeah. Or like, so he knows the difference.
So you got the labels on them.
Got the labels on them. But I do sigh so much. And I didn't know that until you told me. And then Keegan's told me. And I just notice it now.
It's your thing. It's your thing. It's just, it can mean anything. You could sigh at like, oh, Joel, we've got to go there. And there's an extra train to take. It's like a.
But sometimes I actually sigh because I'm enjoying myself. Sometimes I'm like, how lucky am I? Like I do.
Like, I'm so glad that it doesn't always mean I'm pissed off.
No.
Because a muggle, like, or someone that doesn't know you, not a muggle, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Might just be like, am I really bad company?
Yeah.
Does he hate me?
Yeah, they'll reflect it on themselves.
Maybe
sometimes it might mean that. But lots of the time it does, like that sigh. So I sighed earlier when I was like walking, we were just getting changed and getting ready. And I sighed, but the thoughts in my head went, we're so busy today. And I was like, but I'm really enjoying it. So it was like a good sigh.
Yeah. No, it's a really good one.
And it was like, gearing myself up. Do you know what I mean? But in a good way.
Yeah.
Like hype. That I find it releasing. I think I get endorphins every time I sigh.
But then like equally, Joel, I could be like, we're not going to be getting the first class upgrade.
Oh, yeah. I got a first class upgrade when I was in the loo for the journey home tomorrow.
Oh, fantastic.
£14.
That is amazing that you went searching for that whilst you were on the loo.
No. I placed an opening bid last night and then the bidding has opened and it's automatically bid for me.
Oh, wow.
I bid a maximum of £15. I got it for 14, baby.
Oh, my God.
So happy.
So is it like eBay but for seat upgrades?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
But and they might have a few available. They might have like three. So,
okay.
And they'll set the points of going, right, we're going to release one at £14, one at £18 and one at £25.
Right.
And then, so you want to get your opening bids in because you might get a lower one. It's so addicting.
When addicting.
Addicting.
It took me ages to realize addicting means addictive.
Well, yeah, Americans say addicting and it's very strange because we say addictive, but for some reason I've become very Americanized.
And also the word burglarized.
Yeah, burglarized. What?
I got burglarized. That makes no sense to a Brit. It's burgled,
yeah,
is it
burgled.
Not?
Not burglarized.
Burglarized.
It's very odd, isn't it?
Sounds like a computer upgrade.
Yeah.
Burglarized.
Shall I open this?
Yeah, open the Prosecco.
Are you going to... What?
The Prosecco.
Prosecco.
You know we've been saying it wrong our whole life.
No, it's not.
I met someone smart and they said it's Prosecco. She was like, me and my girls drinking Prosecco. I was like, really?
No. Oh my gosh, she's so dumb. Sorry if you're... But
she was smart, Joel.
Was she?
Prosecco.
But there's not an extra S. It's spelled P-R-O-S-S-E-C-O, isn't it? Or two double C's.
No shade to her. Maybe she is wrong, but
no shade.
I've been saying Prosecco now because I thought that's what it was.
That's hysterical. I mean, I could be wrong. Maybe the Italians pronounce it Prosecco.
You tell us. Prosecco or Prosecco?
I will be shocked and I will publicly apologise to that poor girl for calling her dumb, but I'm pretty sure.
She was like, have you seen £2 for £7 Prosecco in Tesco?
Prosecco in Tesco. I love that.
Prosecco in Tesco.
Prosecco. I mean, we should just say it.
Prosecco it is.
Because you know we keep saying Valentine's.
Yeah.
But and it spread. Like that. I said it and Keegan this morning was like, because he gave me my Valentine's card late.
Yeah.
But he's sending Valentine's now. And
oh,
it's
I
like,
love it.
So we just start Prosecco.
Yeah, we have to start Prosecco.
Yeah.
And Valentine's is now, yeah, amongst everyone you know and I know.
It's amazing.
It's everywhere. It was written in my card too.
Yeah.
Happy Valentine's.
I love it.
It's just the best.
Valentine's.
Yeah.
By the way, are you going to admit to everyone that this isn't actually Prosecco?
So it's not Prosecco because it's not been made in that certain part of the world. Is that Italy?
I'm struggling.
Joel.
I've got sweaty palms.
Palms are sweaty. Knees weak. Arms are heavy. Mum's spaghetti. I don't know if that's the lyrics. I'm really... Are you okay, hun?
It's coming. It sounds
Joel,
very...
that sounded like really only
I didn't mean... But it is coming out. Here we go.
It's okay. The faces you do at the same time. You're like,
it's because I was. Okay, that is disgusting.
That is ridiculous. That I'm sorry, but I don't know what.
It's because I'm scared.
You're trying to put a different message out. This is a PG channel.
What, forward people to my OnlyFans. You actually need to tell me about this because right. Leah told me in the car that she's got something to tell me about OnlyFans.
Right. It's an idea of mine.
Right. Give me a cup.
Right. I believe it's posh plastic.
Okay. Give me a posh plastic.
Okay. So I'll just rewind a bit. So last night, my fiance made strawberries covered in chocolate and I tried them.
Yeah.
And he filmed me trying them. So I was like, right, okay.
I can already see where this is going.
Can you? Okay. And then this morning I was like, oh, let's watch that video back that you filmed of me trying the chocolate covered strawberries. He plays it back to me and I was like, well, that is filth. I'm literally like, I wouldn't even try to be like seductive. And I'm not seductive. I'm clumsy. I'm not even sexy. And I was like,
oh, you are.
I was like, oh, and I was, God, that's amazing. And I was like, I can't put that on the internet, actually. That's like, that's not okay. And he was like, yeah, it's a bit risky, isn't it? I was like, maybe I could do an OnlyFans. I wanted to run the idea by you.
Okay, yeah.
Where I just eat delicious food. Where maybe not in lingerie, but like maybe in nice. I eat really nice food in nice clothes with nice hair and makeup, and I make sounds that naturally come out of the food. What do you think to that? Do you think I'll make a lot of money doing that?
I think that could be your next venture. I think people would pay a lot of money for that.
Do you think that's got
the
legs?
Amount of people that are like, oh, Joel's obviously gay because how on earth could he resist Leah? people fancy you, babes.
Really?
Yeah. It's just, like that.
God.
If you want, you can have my opening Prosecco clip for your OnlyFans of Joel going, oh.
I'm like, so it's me plus guests where we try things, all food and drink, and we make sounds.
Yeah.
If you tell me if that's a rubbish business idea.
I thought you were going to say, because we have a friend and she will remain nameless. Let's forget the gender. I've given it away now.
They, them.
It's a she.
Okay.
But she would film herself really close up to her lips and send it to viewers saying innocent things.
Oh, say things like strawberries.
Yeah, strawberry. But the people paying her wanted just to see a real close up of her lips saying these words. So she'd be like, strawberries or whatever.
Cut to extreme close up. Please.
Awful.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to be, when you were eating the strawberries, like your lips were like, on them a certain way and
like
but you're talking about noises.
Yeah, it was mostly to do with the noise. I can add that. That's like an upgraded part of the membership.
Okay,
so if you pay more, you get the lips. are we?
Do you know what? This is again another tangent, but kind of goes with what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Firstly, that made me think this has become very unfiltered. Our first idea for this years ago was like not an X-ray to John Lear, but less PC Joel and Leah, like unfiltered.
Yeah.
But now I thought as well, watching it, we're always going on tangents. Why isn't this show just called Tangents with Joel and Leah?
Oh, that's amazing. Because we haven't named the show yet. This is it.
Yeah.
It's whatever comes out.
Because when I'm putting the timestamps, whatever comes out.
I mean, I'm sorry, but that's another bit that could be taken the wrong way.
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever comes out.
But when I'm doing the timestamps of what we talk about in the videos, I'm like, how have we gone from talking about socks to talking about Harry and Meghan to talking about manifestation? Like, we go on so many tangents because we're amazing.
We are amazing. Yeah. And you know what, Joel? There's not many people that can cope with tangents.
No.
Some people hate it. Try tangents with other people. They're like, what is this about? And you're like, go with it.
I love seeing some of the reaction to the episodes, like the first episode, and someone was like, sorry, what? There was no intro. You're just talking about Leah's hair. Like,
oh my God.
Where's the intro? And like, because we've gotten our viewers used to an intro, middle, and outro.
Okay.
They struggle to, like, the concept is you've just listened into a conversation on.
Okay.
On us.
Here we go. Let's do a little intro. 3, 2, 1.
Hi, we're
John
and
Leah. And in this video, we're talking about anything.
That's what she wanted.
That's what that viewer wanted. Yeah. And we can deliver that, but we chose not to because we're trying to just try something new and trust the process.
Yeah.
You guys have got to trust it. A lot of you are loving it.
Yeah.
Some of you are hate watching.
Yeah.
And you're like, I don't like it. I don't want to be part of it, but I will tune in.
Yeah.
What is that all about?
Don't be a martyr. If you don't want to be here, just don't be here.
Don't be a martyr. Don't
subject yourself to that.
Was it martyr? Die for their faith?
Yeah.
Don't be a martyr. You don't need to die for the channel.
Honestly, we don't expect you to die for us. But
they're like, I'm dying here at home, but I will watch. I love as well.
We've been telling each other, like, people get used to it, it's fine. Because there was a lot of people that were like, I don't like this.
Yeah.
But I love that with some people, like three episodes in, they went, I used to hate it, but I now love it. And I was like, well, it didn't take long, did it? Three episodes.
Yeah, I was texting Joel going, people really don't like this, Joel, and it's really hard to deal with. Yeah. And you were like, give it time. And then three episodes later, yeah, they were saying, oh, I used to hate this. It came out 10 years ago. Yeah. I used to hate this.
Yeah, now I love it. Well, we've changed up the camera angle, as you've seen. Yeah. We've got one with both of us in shot. And I think that's a really good piece of advice that people had.
Yeah. And
for J&L.
I love that you guys said, we miss seeing you guys together. One of the charms of seeing you guys was seeing you together. We didn't know that was our charm until we did something that wasn't that. Yeah. So we learned that that's actually something that's marketable about us.
Exactly.
How did we didn't know that.
We didn't know that.
Someone actually said that was the whole reason. Many people said that. Like, I loved seeing what the other person's face looked like when the other one said that thing.
It's so weird though, because I'm like, when you're talking, I don't feel like people are watching me. And when I'm talking, I don't expect them to be watching you. But clearly, they like that interaction.
Clearly. Because when you're telling a story on camera, I'm like, let's watch Joel. And then Leah tells a story, I'm like, let's watch Leah.
Yeah. Yeah.
If anything, their own shots would have been brilliant, but we just didn't have the budget. Talk about budget.
Yeah.
Having this extra 3-cam setup has been more expensive at the studio.
Yeah.
So just a big thanks to our members who are subscribed to our membership page, because the membership money is paying for the studio. So we really, really appreciate you guys. Really, really appreciate you guys. Thank you so much to our members.
Yeah. And if you'd like to become a member, click join next to subscribe and you can get bonus content from us.
Unfiltered as well.
Unfiltered. Oh yeah.
Gosh.
Oh yeah. Not that kind of unfiltered. The strawberry eating. That's to be set up, I suppose. Then.
The strawberry.
How did
eating.
Ash feel about that? Potentially you doing that.
I haven't told him yet.
Okay.
Did I mention it? No, we were just talking so much about Prosecco, and he said, Leah, I've never liked Prosecco.
Prosecco from Tesco, yeah.
Prosecco. It was Tesco's finest as well, it's always going to be the nicer.
Yeah.
And he dropped a strawberry. Like not a chocolate covered one, a plain one in the Prosecco, and then he put one on the edge. You know when they do that?
Oh, nice,
like,
yeah.
Split legs over. When the strawberry gets a little
buddy.
Cut. Yeah, shake a buddy. Oh, yeah, shake a buddy. Imagine.
We're so weird.
The strawberry made you think of shake a buddy.
I know, I don't know why.
And he tried it and went, I'm really enjoying this Prosecco. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, welcome to the club. We're talking to someone I've been with for over 4 years that
and he's
is
never
not interested.
Board.
I've never shared a bottle of Prosecco with him
or
Prosecco in my life.
I'm not allowed.
Prosecco?
Yeah. He doesn't drink. It has to be champagne.
Oh,
Keegan does
he's
not drink.
Bougie.
Yeah. And I'm like, Prosecco isn't like awful, but he can't stand it. He's like, it has to be champagne. But I realised.
Right. Try Tesco's finest Prosecco.
Tesco's finest
and
Prosecco.
See what your boyfriend thinks, because it's really turned around another snob I've got at home.
Okay, good. See, who'd have thought? People think we're the snobs.
Oh, no.
You haven't met our boyfriends.
You
slash
have
fiance.
Not.
Like, they think we're the snobs?
You don't know nothing.
You don't know anything.
This is tame.
Yeah.
That is so funny. So you have to drink real bubbles.
Well, yeah. And and I don't like dry drinks, which is why I like Prosecco, because it's sweet. But I've learned I do like sweet champagnes. Sweet.
So sweet. In joke for anyone who's been here for more than 2 years.
By the way, you know when some people think like we have in jokes, and we do.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's just improv and we just go with it.
Oh, is it?
Well, like, I know Come On, Shake Your Body is sort of a thing, but it's also not a regular joke.
Never been a joke.
And yet you didn't stop to go... Wait, what did you say? You just went with it.
Always.
And that's what we do with each other. We just go with it.
Go with it.
And our viewers go with it. They're just like, yeah, I don't understand, but it's funny, so I'm going with it.
That's how we've got to where we are. We've just gone with it.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
It's brilliant.
It's absolutely brilliant.
I'm not being funny, but there's been times in life working with other people where they just don't get it like the way you get it.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh my God, it's just so much easier working with John.
Yeah.
And then that is not what someone else wants to hear.
No.
Let me tell you this.
Oh yeah.
Here's what's not to say to your fiance when you're trying to film a property video. Can you just be like John and just get it?
Oh no.
The worst thing to say
to
someone's confidence. It makes me sound evil, but you know, you're just like, just hear what I say and respond.
Yeah.
Not
Don't
everyone's
shut the
like
conversation
you,
down.
Hon.
Same, honey.
That's a gift.
That's a gift, but we have a special, darling.
No, that no, is a gift. No, it's the same. It's a gift.
No one yes ands us like us. That makes no sense.
No one yeses us like yeah. us. Yeah.
And by that, guys, we mean that you say well. Something, anything, and the other person goes with it. They don't know. They yes. They're like, yes. Yes. More.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
You're like, that Prosecco. That Prosecco was named after da da da. I'm like, yes, it was. It's yeah. improv.
Yeah.
It's improv.
It's called improv.
So, yeah, anyway, the champagne snob reminds, not yeah. Keegan.
I mean, yes.
Keegan reminds me of one of my oldest employers.
Okay.
Kelly.
Oh, yeah.
Friend used yeah. to be employer. And she only drinks champagne. And one time she took us out to a restaurant and I said, should we order some bubbles? Yeah. And she was like,
thinking Prosecco.
I thought, you know, Prosecco. And she was like, I was like, Prosecco? She was like, Prosecco, darling, you okay? champagne, like, what's wrong with you? Not on a budget kind of thing. So I realized that Prosecco is rich people's budget champagne. It's like yeah. poor people champagne, isn't it? But we love it.
We absolutely love it. But the thing I don't like about champagne drinkers is when they try to pronounce it in a traditional French way. So like,
it.
Oh, would you like tatinger or you want a moed?
No.
And I'm like, just say moed. We know it's incorrect.
Oh my
god. It's moet.
Is it?
Yeah.
You and pronounce
it's
the
tatinger, but we just say tatinger.
Tatinger or bolly. Bottle yeah. of bolly.
Bollinger.
Bolly.
No, just say bolly.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, champagne drinkers love the pronunciation.
They're like, would you like a tatinger? Nah.
Yeah, at a wedding, Keegan and I got speaking to this woman who also loves champagne, and tatinger, I think, was her favorite. And she was like, oh, it's produced in the Rennes. And I was like, huh? And she was like, oh, you probably know it as Reims, but it's pronounced Rennes. And I was like, what is it with champagne drinkers and pronunciation?
What is it with them?
They love it.
It's also like, you know, when someone, fair enough, maybe I do it as well, but I wouldn't say like tzatziki. I'd be like, yeah. oh yeah, can I have some tzatziki? And can yeah. I have some insert and like burkurin or something yeah. like that? I wouldn't say the way that an English person would say it, but that's because I'm Greek.
That's because you're Greek,
you're
exactly.
You're not French, hun. So but why equally, are you being like,
yeah, it's because you're not from, if you're not from that country,
yeah.
it's pretentious. If you're from that country, like, for example, yeah. if we went to Italy and you're like, oh, Joe, I'm going to order a carbonara, I'd be like,
what is she doing?
What is she doing? Stop. But if you're Italian, then I'd be fine. Like, fair enough.
Yeah, like, it's more cringe to me if someone's like, taramasalata. I'm like,
yeah.
I'm like, just say tarama.
Yeah.
Just say, everyone knows what you're on about. But those words don't come out.
You would die if then I started going, oh, can I get some tarama? Can I get some feta in a pitta, please? So, I feel like even though you want people to, it wouldn't sound right.
The only one word exception I do, like if I'm, say, not with any Greek people, I might say calamari instead of calamari.
Oh, yeah.
I would, because they might be like, why are you saying it? I'm like, this is calamari. I wouldn't say... Oh my god, one time, I think it was one of our old housemates, Jess.
Oh yeah.
She went, squid rings? And I was like,
squid rings?
Squid rings.
Oh my god.
I was
gosh.
Like, you mean calamari? Please never just say squid rings
squid
again.
Rings? Squid rings? It's so basic. It's
squid
like,
squid rings.
What is it? It's made of squid in the shape of rings. Squid rings. What other things could we make like that?
Squid rings. Squid I don't rings. Know, but that's...
Yeah, it's so good.
It was just amazing, John.
Wow.
I don't know that how we got onto off. That. Yeah, people that pronounce things in a way that's not even to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My thing is pronouncing things wrong.
Oh, yeah.
It's like jalapeno, Prosecco. I've embraced Prosecco because I'm pretty sure it's wrong, but I love that.
We're embracing that one.
We're embracing that one.
Cheers to Jasmine. Cheers. Thanks, Jasmine.
Thank you, Jasmine Prosecco. Jalapeno.
We do guacamole.
Birmingham, guacamole.
Guacamole.
Yeah, or guac.
Guac. I love guac. Don't charge me extra for my guac.
Oh, no.
They're like, what is she saying?
Guac, guac.
Tacos, but that's just an accent.
Yeah, tacos.
Not tacos.
Oh, we wouldn't say tacos.
Yeah. Has to be done.
Yeah.
So do you want to know what's bothering me this week?
Yeah.
I blame Disney for me not liking my big feet.
Right. Yeah, talk me through that one.
I'll talk
then.
You through that. So Disney, Cinderella, she had tiny feet that fit into the glass slipper.
Oh, yeah. Dainty little thing
right?
she was. Yeah.
Her ugly stepsisters, ugly, key ugly word, they couldn't fit their feet that happened to be big inside the... Stop laughing! This is me up my whole life.
Yeah. Because you now think you're ugly.
I feel ugly because Disney put the bigger feet on the stepsisters. Why couldn't they give Cinderella big feet?
What are you on about? I'm looking at your shoes right now and they're tiny, like size 5 or something.
Joel, I'm a 39, but I've got a wide foot.
What does 39 translate to in English?
Six. It's EU 39. If I ever have to order a 40, I feel like killing myself.
I know girls that have got like size 8 feet.
And
now
they should, and we should all be proud. Girls with big feet, we should be proud. I hate when people are like, you're so short, you should have tiny feet. Shut up. Shut up with you should have. I've got big musician fingers and wide feet. I got them from my granddad, okay?
Disney.
And I blame Disney. I'm cancelling Disney.
Yeah. Cancel Disney.
Let's.
Unless they want to work with us.
Then we welcome
them.
Then
we'll uncancel them.
But I'm sorry. Do you not see what I mean with the Cinderella thing?
Yeah, that is subliminal...
Subliminal
messaging.
It really is. Do you not agree?
Yeah, no, that isn't nice. You've thought that, you're ugly because you've got big feet because of Cinderella's ugly stepsisters.
Basically that.
We should just call them stepsisters.
Yeah, they not be the ugly stepsisters that happen to have big feet?
Yeah.
I'm sure the big feet girls out there will own this with me.
Yeah.
Like, we feel unattractive. We feel less like dainty little cute print... You know what I mean? Not that we need to be dainty, but I'm sorry. I don't want to go wedding shoe shopping because I don't want to say my size. I don't want them to be like, what size do you need? And I'm like, 6. Or if I don't fit into the 6, I don't want to have to say 7.
So where would you feel comfortable saying a 4?
Yeah, 4 is stunning.
Oh.
Joel, if I was a 4, I'd be Trigon shoes.
It's different with men. You want bigger feet with men. Like, I know men that have size 8 feet and they're mortified. I, as a size 11, have foot privilege.
If I were a boy, I wish I could own it.
Yeah.
And maybe, maybe one day I will own it. I don't want to feel like, oh yeah, I've got bigger feet. So, sorry, you've seen the women in shoe shops.
Mm.
They're already full of themselves.
Yeah.
They already think, you can't afford these shoes.
Yeah.
Why are you trying them on? So let's just cancel Disney.
Let's cancel them. I'm sorry that Disney's made you feel like that.
Well, you know what Disney do now? They put these little things on screen where before the movie plays, it says like, just so you know, we don't endorse things like slavery, that, the rest, before a Disney film plays that's got things that people have complained about in there.
Yeah, because they were made years and years ago.
Yeah, so there's loads of bad stereotyping in there where they'll be like, this is a baddie and he happens to be a character that's like, like brown skin, Arabic, like you can't do that anymore, hun. You've influenced kids without knowing you've influenced them. So they put this thing on screen for like 1 second to say, we don't endorse this. We're not saying these people are like that.
But is any kid reading that?
No kid is reading that, just the parents that pause the start of Disney Plus and go, you what?
Okay.
Well, can we add one in for Cinderella?
Yeah.
That says, we don't think girls with big feet are ugly.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Please.
Thank you.
Well, your feet aren't ugly. And
as
someone who I thought size 6 is like normal. If you said you were size 8, I'd go, yes, on the bigger side.
That's lovely of you. And that's how I know you're a good friend.
And that is so sweet.
So sweet. And that is why you're a good friend.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so that's what's been bothering me this week. And I know that took a really long time.
Yeah.
So that's what's been on my mind.
You poor thing. I had no idea you were going through all of that.
You had no idea, did
you? This is a bit more of a therapy type podcast, actually. You could lay on the sofa and tell me your problems.
Good, because my hip flexor hurts when I do the thing that way. But if I lie this way and go,
It. Yeah.
As long as the...
Nice.
I don't think that's... Yeah.
Yeah. I think you're fine.
So that's what's been on my mind.
Guys, this is a bit of a tangent, but... You know us by now. We have got a trip to Scotland coming up. It is coming up very, very soon. And we have some places left. So if you want to come to Scotland with us, end of May, beginning of June.
Yes. It's end of April, beginning of May.
Good to know I know when my own trip is.
Good to know you know your schedule and your diary. Okay. We just did a whole members episode talking about diary planning and scheduling. And I thought he was the boss of it.
Yeah.
He doesn't even know when he's going on holiday.
I don't, but I will be there.
Oh,
I guarantee
you'll
have
to be there, darling.
I have to be there.
Part of the booking package is meet and greet.
So, every morning we'll have a meet and greet.
Meet and greet, breakfast mornings, activities all day.
Yeah.
It's the deadline is very, very close. So as we're filming this, there's a few weeks left that you can book. But okay. as it goes live, there's probably days left that yeah. you can book. So we will put the link in the description if you would like to book an impulsive trip. You yeah. got those organized people that booked a year ago. Yeah. Not a year ago, but like 5 months ago. Yeah. And then you got the people that are like, oh, I'm not doing anything at the start of May.
Yeah.
Book me in.
That would be me, I think. That's I'm like, me. Oh, am I free in a month's time? Yeah, yes, I do am. It. I wouldn't book way in advance because I'm a last minute Leah.
I'm a last minute Leah too.
I'm a last minute Leah.
You don't know what's going to come up. But then if you look at your diary and go, I can do it, you yeah. commit.
Yeah.
So we're looking for the last minute committers.
Yeah.
The last minute impressive, spontaneous legends. We are, what is it called? Cordially.
Cordially.
Cordially. What is it? Inviting you.
Yeah, please come.
To join us.
It's going to be the trip of a lifetime, not just for you guys, but for us as well. Yeah. So we literally can't wait to go on holiday with you guys. It's going to be so good.
So fun. And straight after the holiday, it's the King's Coronation.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So also, if you want to be in the UK for the King's Coronation, the King's Coronation is on the day our trip finishes.
Yeah.
So I know some of our people who are coming on the trip are then getting
flying
the train
to London
or yep. flying to London to celebrate the King's Coronation and being in the UK at a point of history.
I know. Yeah. It's going to be big. Mm-hmm. I'm actually thinking, like, okay, what am I going to do about my travel journey back?
Yeah.
Because we've got the coronation, we're getting back, we'll deal with that, we'll talk about that on the group WhatsApp group. We've got yeah. a WhatsApp group with the people on the trip and we were talking about our travel plans.
Yeah.
But anyway, over and out, guys. Thank you so much for watching. Join us in the next episode where we talk more about Joel's problems, because this one was more about my big feet. Okay, guys.
Okay, guys, see you later.
Bye.